Welcome to Endpoint Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage, keep free speech alive. Mail a check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it into Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number and Mike will take your money. You can also donate to PayPal. This is our Tuesday Not Broadcast with the Dynamic Duo. Dr. Patrick Slattery, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight, Patrick?
I'm doing just fine and dandy.
Okay.
I think so.
So I just wanted to cover this Dugan thing. So I first started calling into Stormfront and even into your show when you had your show on Republic in the early days of 2017. And, you know, you and I discussed Dugan. I don't think you were as familiar with him.
You might have been the first person who mentioned him to me. Certainly you were the person that pressed me to look into him.
I think where I was starting out with was, you know, I was reading things, some fringe articles on how Dugan was basically infiltrating the alt-right. And, in the 90s, in Dugan's writings, if you want to go back and look, he foresaw the Western liberal democracy falling. So if I could say one thing about him is that, he envisioned this. He sort of predicted this, what we see happening today. If we want to give him credit for anything, that the neoliberal system of the West could not stand. And also, he advocated for Eurasia, specifically an alliance with Russia and Germany, and that was a natural alliance against the Atlantean, against America and Eastern Europe. So those are some of the things that he wrote about. He obviously wasn't that well-known or influential in Russia, and so he was more well-known to the alternative right. I remember in 2013 and 2014, Andrew England in the Daily Stormer wrote a lot of articles about Dugan.
Okay.
So definitely someone who the alt-right was familiar with.
Well, and so, can I just interject for a second? Andrew England has spent a certain amount of time living in Russia, and so he would have a familiarity with him. He might have been one of the people that helped introduce the alt-right to him. I don't know.
And I was thinking about this today. I was listening to you and Mark Collett on your Tuesday broadcast of National Bugle, and you guys did a really good broadcast on this topic, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on it. I just wanted to put my two cents worth in. Dugan, I would sort of compare him to maybe our Alex Jones. Maybe not 100% comparison, but it's pretty, I think we're in the ballpark. Someone who, just like Alex Jones appeals to the fringe right wing of America.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dugan appealed to not only the fringe right wing of Russia, but of the right wing in America as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you guys were going on.
Although, if I could interject one more time, I don't know if he was ever trying to appeal to the right wing in America, but just wound up doing so.
Probably so. Definitely a philosopher and a political analysis. Like we mentioned, he did sort of foresee the neoliberal system in the West collapsing, and he sort of called for that. And on those points, I think I sort of agree. I would like to see the neoliberal system in the West collapse. So we see it happening in the last 2 years with COVID and then Black Lives Matter and then the Russian sanctions. If you read Dugan's writings, these are all things that he sort of alluded to that could happen. I don't want to say prophetic because I do not believe in modern day prophets. But maybe someone who predicted, maybe someone who saw the winds of change,
Someone with great foresight.
Yeah. And I don't agree with everything that he wrote. Early on, I was very critical of Dugan. I still am. But if you remember William from Montana, the late William, a very great patriot and a good contributor to RBN, William and I did a show highlighting Alexander Dugan. It was on hour two of the alternative media when I was guest hosting, and that was back in the fall of, I believe, 2018. So, you know, William gave me a little bit of insight into him, and I sort of viewed him as more of a neutral character. But
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I remember that discussion.
Approach it open-mindedly. And so in regards to who would try to assassinate him, because we're assuming that they were going after him and accidentally got his daughter. That's kind of the assumption. Are you sort of on that? Or?
Yeah, that's the assumption. That's the most likely scenario.
So since he was not that prominent in Russian politics, and since it really was the alt-right in America that was familiar with him, and maybe the fringe right in Russia, who would be most likely to have conducted the assassination? I would say someone who is familiar with the alt-right in America and the fringe right in Russia. And my initial guess was the CIA, but I couldn't really make that make sense, as to they would go through all the trouble to do that. Mark Collett made a really good point today that perhaps someone from the Azov battalion, they would be familiar with the alt-right in both America and Russia. They would consider Dugan an easy target, and he was. You know, it's not like assassinating a politician. That would be very difficult, and it would take a lot more logistics. He was an easy target, but yet he was someone who they would consider to hold a lot of clout in Russia, even though maybe he did not. You know what I'm saying? So let's compare this to Alex Jones. If someone wanted to assassinate someone in America who they consider to have political clout but an easy target, someone like Alex Jones might be a target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he doesn't have the political protection, but yet he's presumed to be someone who's very influential in the right wing in America. So that's why.
I was trying to think of a good comparison, someone in the American political landscape who might be comparable. Alex Jones, in a lot of ways, might be a good comparison, except that Alex Jones is kind of a buffoon. I mean, really, gay frogs and all that, and screaming and taking off his shirt and everything like that. He's kind of a buffoon, but does have a certain reach. The person I had kind of thought of, and he's also not a perfect match, is Lyndon LaRouche. Lyndon LaRouche is somebody who'd been around. I guess he died a few years back, but he was somebody who'd been around for a long time. I remember him running for president in the the Socialist Labor Party, not Socialist Workers Party. That's very different. The Socialist Labor Party in 1976. He was a candidate for president, and then I think he also infiltrated the Democratic Party and actually won some. I don't know. He personally won some some caucuses, but his followers took over some caucuses and even primaries that were, like, I remember in Virginia, the Democratic candidate for Senate, I think it was Democratic, could have been Republican, but I think it was Democratic candidate for Senate in Virginia once was a Lyndon LaRouche follower. Here's somebody. Lyndon LaRouche was a lot more intellectual than Alex Jones, but although Lyndon LaRouche also, though, he had some ideas that are probably a little bit weirder and fringier than Dugan, you know, that Queen Elizabeth is at the center of some international crime thing or whatever.
I stopped short of comparing Dugan to Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
I stopped a little short of that. Rush was more mainstream. And Rush actually had President Trump on the air several times.
Yeah, and I think it was, but it was Trump ever on Alex Jones's show? I think he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, early on in the campaign, Trump was on there.
Yeah, yeah. And Dugin is somebody who has had, a certain amount, a fair amount of contact with Putin, but he just was never, I don't think he was ever nearly as an important or an influential character as some people seem to think. You know, I had never heard of him, and I followed Russian politics I followed it closely in the 80s, 90s, less so in the 2000s. But I wasn't aware of him. Not that I'm such an expert that I necessarily would have been aware of him. The fact I wasn't aware of him means he's a nobody. But if he had been really prominent, I think I would have. If he had been as important as a lot of people think, I'm pretty sure I would have heard of him a lot earlier than I did. So,
but William in Montana, the late William in Montana, who did, who was very prominent in Russian politics, who, said that he could read Russian, and he often went to the source of Russian media. He was very familiar with Dugin and actually schooled me.
Well, the thing is, he taught himself Russian at a relatively late age, so he wouldn't have been, unless he was a secret KGB agent, which was always a joke that we had, which is not in the least bit serious.
Well,
he taught himself Russian at a later age. Yeah,
I'm not ruling it out.
No, I'm ruling it out, but I don't think he had. I think he got into following Russian politics a lot later, but I could be wrong on that. But I think he got into it, fairly late in life. But at any rate, yeah, he was familiar. I don't know how long when he had become familiar with Dugin, but the thing is, I think when you look at Dugin, you look at Putin and, the things they say, they're talking to Russians. They're not talking to Americans. The RT articles are saying, well, he was a familiar character in the West than in Russia, which is probably an exaggeration, but I think it's safe to say that he wasn't as prominent in Russia as a lot of a lot of people who were familiar with him in America seemed to think, because he wasn't part of Putin's party. He had his own party. His own party was poorly represented in the Duma, if represented at all. They were a fringe party, so they might be like the libertarians or something. It wasn't as if he was, Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or somebody of that importance, but at the same time, an intellectual, and you can have in even in our own system, like somebody like Ralph Nader, who was third party, basically fringe, but still a lot of what he did or other third party people did would influence the two large parties. They might take an issue, very often took issues, and usurped them from the third parties and made them their own. So anyway, well, regarding who, yeah?
No, I was just going to point out that, I think I did realize that Dugin was, he had some prominence. If I remember right, when the first time that Richard Spencer was on Mark Collett's show, and it was way before Patriotic Alternative. It was, I believe, in the summer of 2018, mm-hmm. maybe even 2019. I think I was the one that prompted you and Mark to ask Spencer the question about his wife translating Dugin's works. That's back when I was working on maybe the assumption that, Dugin and some of the people in Russia were influencing the alt-right. I've refined my political views since then, but that was interesting. If you pull that show up, Spencer was very happy to elaborate on that. He wasn't shying away from it at all. He pretty much owned it. So yeah. I guess the point I'm making is that Dugin is an influential figure, and somebody thought he was influential enough to think that assassinating him could lead to an escalation. Do you think I'm off base in saying that?
Well, no. I mean, somebody, obviously they were trying to assassinate him. I don't think the daughter was the intended suspect. And the Russian government has identified a woman who they say is responsible. What was her name? I think there was Shabel. I was reading it in Russian, and what was it? It wasn't Minsk, but it was Pisk or something like that. It was a four letter word, but then there was also a nickname that I think was Shabel. Anyway, this 40 something year old woman who I guess had brought her teenage daughter along with her. They've got all these pictures of her apparently in the same car, but with different license plates. So she'd been going through Russia. I guess she had driven in from the Donetsk People's Republic, I think, and into Russia, then up to Moscow, changing license plates, and then up to Estonia to get away. They've got all these pictures of her or videos of her, and also videos of her going to Dugin's home or Dugin's daughter's home. And so that's
She rented an apartment where she researched Darya Dugin.
Mm-hmm.
So she was renting an apartment close by. I just pulled up an article from thesky.com to try to get the name of this female. So she was doing some sort of investigation on Dugin's daughter.
This person, according to the Russians, is somebody who was associated with the Azov Brigade. And yeah. maybe that makes sense.
That's what Mark alluded to, and I tend to agree. Azov Battalion would be familiar with the American alt-right and the Russian right-wing fringe. And, they would be an organization that would consider Dugin to be a political target that could bring escalation in between Russia and Ukraine. I think that's where I stand right now. I mean, I don't know. What do you think of that?
Well, the Dugin, what's going on, the actions reflect what's going on in Russia. Dugin's audience was a Russian audience. And I think to the extent people in America were listening to him or cared about him or knew about him, that wasn't what he was interested in. I think he was interested in Russia. And the American alt-right or, right dissidents or whatever you want to call us, or we're very fringe. We are fringe, right? At least we're fringe as people. Maybe a lot of our ideas aren't that fringe and could really, and have the potential of breaking through to our people, very, very easily. But as we are fringe in that we are kept on the fringes. We're not allowed. Oh, by the way, we're coming up at the break.
Yeah, we should take this break and cover this on the other side. So we'll be back on the other side with a little bit more on the Dugin's daughter assassination on the point side.
Summer's gone, winter's in your eyes. I can feel the thunderstorms inside.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Back. Welcome back to Endpoint Sock, the Dynamic Duo. Patrick, you were just finishing up your comments on the attempted assassination of Alexander Dugin. His daughter got caught up into it and was killed. We were just speculating on who it could be and what their motives were.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't know how much anyone over there in the big scope of things really cares about influencing the American dissident right or leveraging us in any way, because I think we're too fringe. But I, as I said on the show, and I don't really have a firm theory about who's behind it, but as I said on, my show with Mark, I wouldn't be too surprised if somebody in the American CIA, thought that this would be a good idea, that somebody in the CIA might have misunderstood Dugin's position in, you know, Russian society, his influence. But, you know, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I want a little bit more information before I speculate.
That's interesting. When you say the American CIA, I mean, that's almost equivalent to saying the Israeli Mossad. They do work together. They both funded ISIS.
Yeah. I tend to think that the Israeli Mossad probably understands Russia better, because they would probably be chock full of Russian Jews.
And both of these entities, the CIA and the Mossad, would have access to the FBI files, who are monitoring the alt-right. You know, who some of the alt-right.
How would the Israelis have access to information on Americans? I don't see how that could be.
Well, you know, I covered this last night when I was on the air with,
and that was sarcasm for anybody who didn't know that was sarcasm.
I covered this last night when I was on the air with Peter Serafin. You know, an Israeli spy tech company that the FBI has hired has released, information from the FBI, to Japan. Why? We don't know, but that's happened. And so we know that the Israelis spy on America and on the world. You know, they sell everybody their spy.
Are you saying that the Israelis sold information on Americans to Japan?
Yes.
That's not.
That was an article we covered last night. And I'm not too worried about the Japanese having our information. It's whatever. But the point is that this is a foreign government that the America has allowed to come in and they've given them access to all of their three-letter organizations. So my point being that, and the point that I made last night was not only would Israel have much information on the raiding of Mar-a-Lago of Trump, but they would also have information on any right-wing dissidents that the FBI would gather from the alt-right. And so if they thought that Dugin was an essential player politically, and he was a soft target, it would make sense. And so that brings me to my final question on this matter. Regardless of who it is, what was their intention? Was the intention to assassinate Dugin and escalate the battle between Russia and Ukraine to bring the U.S. in?
You know, the thing is, at this point, hardly anything that's being done by the Ukrainians makes any sense. They've lost this war. The war hasn't ended, but they've lost it. Okay. And, you know, the longer it goes on, the worse it is for them. A point was made. Oh, was it Alexander Mercolis or Glenn Diesing or Scott Ritter? I don't know. I was watching a conversation between the three of them that they had on Monday, and one of them made the point, and I think it's a very good point, that over the course of the past half year, the Russians have decided that whatever is left of the Ukrainian government cannot rule ethnic Russians. They will not have this. So, I mean, ethnic Russians were abused in Ukraine for the past 8 years. You know, there's two republics in the Donbass were shelled, 14,000 were killed. And this is after, like, the day after the Victoria Nuland coup in 2014, they they discontinued Russian as an official language. They put in all of these laws, anti-Russian laws. And, you know, then in the course of this war, they've done all sorts of things. I mean, you've seen all these pictures. If you go to the Daily Stormer, the most trusted name in news, you'll see all these pictures of suspected Russian collaborators who are taped to poles and in some cases obviously abused. Their pants are down and one guy's got a flag stuck into his rectum. I mean, so the Russians have just decided that they're not going to have any more ethnic Russians ruled by Ukrainians. I know we're coming up at the break, but that means that almost more or less half of Ukraine is going to wind up being annexed by Russia. This wouldn't have happened if they had come to terms 6 months ago, 8 months ago, or before the war had started.
Let's cover more on the other side of the break on Infoinsight.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
And we are back. You just made some great points. I just wanted to finish this whole Dugin business by saying that the Azov Battalion may be one of the key suspects in trying to assassinate Dugin. But I don't think, as you've mentioned, I don't think that they had the means or the money to do so. Ukraine is just hanging on by a string, by everything that the U.S. could send them. My money, if I were going to be a betting man on this, I would bet that the American CIA and the Israeli Mossad gathered info from the FBI and the Azov Battalion, and they decided that Dugin was a soft target and that he could be a political assassin. They could assassinate him, and they could maybe escalate this war between Russia and Ukraine and get the U.S. involved. That's my final stance on it. Give me your take, and then we'll move on.
Well, having said what I just said about nothing that Ukraine does makes any sense, they should be surrendering. The sooner the better. And every day that they don't surrender is just proof that they're irrational. This could be a kind of, part of like a Samson option type of thing. If they're not going to win, they're just going to destroy everything. And, escalation just makes everything worse, but that's kind of a Samson option type of thing. What type of people, who else has a Samson option? I, I can't remember.
Maybe Israel?
Could it be?
Samson in the Old Testament?
Oh, I was going to go Church Lady. Do you remember Church Lady from Saturday Night Live? Could it be Satan?
Be Satan? Yeah, then the Church Lady Dance. Lots of nostalgia.
I forgot about the Church Lady Dance. Oh, gosh. Okay. What was that guy's name? Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
He was funny. Yeah.
That was back when Saturday Night Live had all the really, really funny actors at its pinnacle, I would argue. But let's get back to America. Are we done with this Russia Dugin thing?
Yeah, I'm done with it.
We have full-on Bolshevism in America. So not only do we have IRS agents to the tune of 87,000 who supposedly are going to be armed to enforce tax law, I don't know, but we also have the ATF, and this has been going on for years now. From Russia Today, the U.S. government warned against warrantless gun checks. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have a knock and talk visit policy. Have you ever heard of this knock and talk? Apparently this is where they target individuals because anybody that buys a gun legally, you know, they're registered with their address and all their information. So these ATF agents can access this, come to their door, knock on the door and say, hey, we want to see your firearms. We want to make sure you're not selling them, you know, under the radar to individuals that are not allowed to have firearms. That's what this article covers. Have you ever heard of this? This is the first time I've heard of it.
That's the first time I've heard of it.
So, yeah, this is a thing. And so there's a U.S. senator named Joni Ernst from Iowa, a Republican, who has demanded to see the legal justification for this growing number of knock-and-talk visits to lawful gun owners by the ATF. They wrote a letter Tuesday to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Read that, Garfield, and reported
Garfinkel.
They reported this on Breitbart. Senator Ernst laid out 8 questions about the program, which, according to Garfinkel is aimed at uncovering straw purchases, cases in which a person legally obtained, a person who is barred from buying a gun can use someone else who can buy a gun to buy the gun for them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Cousin Eddie is a felon. He wants a weapon, a firearm. So he comes to me and says, can you purchase X amount of firearms? I purchase them under my legal Social Security number and then give them to Cousin Eddie. That's the scenario. So the ATF are doing door-to-door visits, and they're going off of paperwork of people that have legally obtained firearms. This is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. I mean, would you agree? They have no right to the door.
Illegal search and seizure. Well, there's the search part, right? I think there's that element of it. Here's something that occurs to me, that this is a fishing expedition. Hold on just one second.
Yep. I know exactly where you're going. They're fishing, and who are they targeting?
I think they're targeting the people whose doors they're knocking on. I think this is like really a provocation. It's a provocation because how many people, we've never heard of this. So you're sitting at home and all of a sudden, you know, these people who say they're ATF agents, maybe they really are. I mean, I guess they really are, you're not used to this. They show you a badge. Well, you can get all sorts of badges. You can purchase very official looking badges online. And they're saying they want to see your gun, and you've never heard of this law. This is the first you've ever heard about it. So some of these people, okay, some of these people, A, will say no, and then maybe they're going to get in trouble for not cooperating with law enforcement. Alternatively, some of these people come out and they, you know, they talk. It's knock and talk. They start talking. Well, it's a fishing expedition. And I don't know, it might be, I don't know if it's the exact same thing as it is with the FBI, but you know, they went with some pretext to talk to, General Flynn a few days after the inauguration, got him talking about stuff, and then just found something that, that they could say, oh, well, that wasn't actually true, so he lied to the FBI.
Yeah, scenario. Yeah. So, hey, John Q. Public, I'm an ATF agent. Here's my paperwork and badge. You have legally obtained such and such firearms. You know, we're trying to crack down on the illegal sale of firearms. Will you please show us these firearms? And then they get to questioning them. Who is in your family? Are your children autistic? Do you have any mentally disabled people in your household? You know where I'm going with that. Maybe even, what are your political views? Do you feel that the election was hoaxed? I mean, this could go on and on. And they could actually enact some sort of red flag law to later come back and seize these firearms once they establish that the people have legally obtained them.
Yeah. I mean, this, if, like, I don't know anything about it, but if, Senator, Ernst, who's, I'm not a fan of her. She's just some normie Zio-con. She's, you know, Zionist Republican, but, you know, she's a sitting member of the Senate. And if she's saying that this policy exists, then I would assume it probably does exist and there's something to this. And it is, you know, the potential for phishing or other abuse. Yeah, I mean, it's right. There's all sorts of things, all sorts of abuse that could occur under this. And, you know, it's coming at a time where obviously, law is not being enforced evenly. The justice isn't blind. They're obviously targeting, you know, Trump supporters, targeting gun owners, targeting white Christians, and at the same time, just letting foreigners, random third world people march into the country and, you know, take residence and, with great deal of public support. Blacks are literally getting away with murder. So this is absolutely something to be alarmed at.
Several points here. I mean, these conservatards, and I don't want to be too hard on them because they're American patriots who purchased guns legally. They went through the system. They got the background check. They did it right, right? They want to be law-abiding citizens. So they are a bit naive, I will say that. But, you know, there's this sense in American patriots like these people that want to cooperate with the system. Like, they see the legal system as legitimate and they're like, yes, I want to crack down on people that shouldn't have guns. I want to be a good American citizen. And so they'll cooperate with this and let these ATF agents violate their Fourth Amendment and every other right that you can think of, in doing this. When in reality, the response should be the same response as if the FBI shows up at your door. Am I under arrest? I want to talk. If so, I want to talk to my lawyer. No, you cannot. You know, I'm calling my local sheriff. That's the response. Is to call your local sheriff, if they will not leave your property. If you're not under arrest, tell them to leave your property. Do not let them in your house. Do not show them your guns. Do not cooperate. And that may put you on a list, but I mean, what else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you have nothing to hide and you're a law-abiding citizen, you know, make a stand. Tell them, say, you know, I don't have to do this. Where do you have a warrant? If they have a warrant, tell them, say, I want to call my local sheriff or police department to verify this.
Mm-hmm.
And more law enforcement on the scene. Videotape it. You have a right as American citizen to do that. on your property, you can videotape this with your cell phone. So that's what I was.
The thing is, here's the thing. The legal system is just so massively complicated. And you can have the Constitution memorized, chapter and verse, but still legislatures, the Congress, state legislatures, city governments, town governments, county governments, they meet year after year and pass law after law. And many of them are contradictory with each other. And so there is just an entire library full of laws. And there's no way that people can know all the laws. They can't really know their rights. And some of these laws have ridiculously draconian penalties that bear, no resemblance to the severity of the supposed crime. And, recently, a recent example is, the laws about, destruction of or, mishandling of or taking official documents. So supposedly Donald Trump, having taken official documents, he violated what's it called, the Official Documents Act. And one of the supposed penalties, I have seen this section of code, is disqualification from holding public office, which, you violate the that Official Documents Act by, say, Nancy Pelosi ripping up Donald Trump's speech or a whole bunch of other things. And so I don't think there's a single person in the United States who, upon examination, isn't in violation of something. I mean, the tax law is notoriously complicated. David Duke was put in prison because he had his accountant had mislabeled one form of income as another form of income or something like that. It did not lead to any kind of tax evasion. Actually, it was a mistake that led to him overpaying his taxes, and he wound up getting an additional refund while he was in prison. He got a refund check. The tax laws are complicated. So you label one kind of income as another kind of income, even though there is no ill intent, even though you wound up overpaying your taxes. If they're out to get you, they'll get you for that. If you're talking to the FBI, you're a General Flynn, and you misremember something, well, they can say, okay, well, that's lying to the FBI, even if it wasn't what they had come to talk about, and even if what you're misremembering has nothing to do with criminal activity. What did you eat at the restaurant? Who paid at the restaurant? Was it you or the other guy? I don't know. Maybe we went Dutch treat. I don't know. Well, maybe then they go and find out if both meals were on one check or another. This type of thing. And everybody's vulnerable.
I've given this advice, but keep in mind that if you're in a liberal area, especially, these ATF agents or IRS agents or FBI, I mean, they could go to your local judge and get a warrant just like they did with Trump. And that judge was compromised. That judge was a lawyer for Epstein in the past. And according to Peter Serafine, I mean, he was also presiding over a case, that Trump was involved in with Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And that judge should have recused himself, but he didn't. So you could be in an area where a judge does authorize an official warrant for these people to come to your house, and they could have a warrant. And what do you do then? I don't know, but my initial reaction is I want to talk to a lawyer, and no, you cannot come in my house.
It's not for me to give out advice, but to the extent I would not want to invite those people in where they can talk to you, set you up for, something that could be considered a crime. They ask you questions that you can't answer properly because you don't remember or whatever. It's just asking for trouble. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. And this is
the end. We're coming close to the last break.
Yeah, we're up on the break. I want to mention this is the anniversary of Andy Weaver's family being shot, his son and wife being killed. And this was all over the FBI entrapping him, getting him to modify a weapon. And, you know, that was against federal guidelines. And he went and hid in the country, and they came after him. And they came down on him and his family. Hey, we're up on the break now, so we'll be back on the other side.
Was no big feat to get by on no food or sleep, and crazy was becoming my new norm. I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
It is useless to resist us.
Okay, we're back. Did we exhaust this issue? Do you have any more on this?
Nope.
So yeah, you just got to keep a cool head and always ask for a lawyer. Always ask if you're under arrest. Always validate your rights, and always film it and call the local sheriff or city police and get another set of eyes on it, because they could very well have, you know, a legit warrant if they have a corrupt judge that they've gotten that from. In other news, you know, we've covered in the past what's the Texas governor, Abbott, you know, as illegals have come into his state, he's become sort of famous or infamous maybe by sending these illegals on buses and on up to the Capitol. And that has turned out just like I thought it would. You know, my thing is put them on a bus and send them to South, like get them out of the country. But instead, he has sent them into New York and the Capitol. So here's an article from the Stormer, stormer-daily.rw. Illegal Mexicans bused to New York by Greg Abbott line up for free everything. And so these immigrants are, you know, wherever Abbott's busing them to, they're taking full advantage of the system. And the towns and cities where they're landing in are just giving them whatever they want. And this is something that I sort of predicted. I mean, this is not in the libs. You know, they may think they're running the libs. They're actually enabling further invasion of our country by these people.
Yeah, you know, it does sound like an own of the libs. Oh, we'll send them to Delaware. Okay, well, you're sending them deep into the interior of the country. This is where they want to go. They want to go to the New York area. They want to go to the Washington, D.C. area. And you're giving them a free ticket, sending them there, and then saying, ha.
How many stops are there between Texas and the Capitol or New York or Delaware? Multiple stops where they could get off, get free everything.
Well, Tucker Carlson had the sheriff from, I guess, just inside the Georgia side of the Georgia-Tennessee border south of Chattanooga. And the sheriff was saying that the bus company, he thinks the bus company, in order to try to just save their own labor and on their own costs, was trying to get the migrants, the illegal immigrants, to get off the bus in Georgia, so they don't have to go all the way to, don't have to drive all the way to Washington D.C. You can go back to Texas, and you know they can get the same amount of money from Greg Abbott for half the mileage, and just dump these illegal immigrants in Georgia.
It's just another case of the conservatards. They're really not conserving anything. They do things that they can do to say that they did them and try to appease their constituents. But really, they're just further harming the country. I'll bring up once again DeSantis, thinking that he's appeasing the conservatives by saying that if you're below fourth grade, you know, we're not going to allow you to be trannified in schools. Well, what about the 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds in fourth grade? You know, what about them? So that's another example of this. Abbott is just pushing these migrants off, and I think he knows what he's doing. I don't have any sympathy for him. A New York Post article was quoted in this one.
We'll have to talk about it on my show tomorrow, because I think we're out of time.
So stay tuned tomorrow on National Google Radio with The Essential and RBN. Be there or be quiet. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.